Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent, 40 days plus Sundays, which bring us to Easter. The Church uses this time to reflect on our sin, to repent, and to prepare for our Lord's crucifixion on Good Friday. Our sins, our transgressions, our selfish nature put him on the cross. Jesus' death and resurrection are our life. Joel, the prophet, is one of the men sent by God to call the children of Israel to repent and return to God. He wrote, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster." The nations of Judah and Israel had forgotten God and had gone after worthless idols. Although God had preserved them in Egypt and later under David and Solomon, both the leaders and the people rejected the good news of God's love. Today we find the same sin in this nation, where we have forgotten God's rich blessings, where everything but the good news of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ is proclaimed. May our Lord grant that we heed his call to repent, to return to him for our everlasting blessing. Amen.